Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
More government support will be heading the way of farmers and growers in the Marlborough, Tasman and Nelson districts, where an intense dry spell has been labelled a medium-scale adverse event. The aid, including tax support, comes on top of extra funding for the local Rural Support Trust. The dry is being felt further south too. The dam at Lake Opuha, near Fairlie, has only a few days' worth of water left. It supplies water to 16,000 hectares of farmland and generates electricity for the national grid. Sheep farmer David Williams uses the irrigation scheme and says the lake is looking pretty barren.
Well, yeah, the last 3 weeks it's really started to bite with us. Up until then we were going along quite nicely.
Have you had any decent rain?
About enough to wet the concrete last night. But we've had no significant rain since probably the middle of January, so we've had a month with basically nothing.
Animal genetics company LIC has released a new breeding value to reduce facial eczema in dairy herds. Facial eczema is caused by a fungal toxin in pasture and can cause liver damage and lead to lower production. It's expected to become more of a problem in the future as the climate warms up. LIC's Richard Spellman says it's a big development, but it's not a quick fix, as it will take 10 to 15 years to breed the more tolerant trait into herds.
It's a very long process. I mean, that's one of the key things here is that genetics is a long-term game. But if they use this product over a number of years, the tolerance of their animals to facial eczema will certainly improve. But in the meantime, you know, the practices that they undertake on farm, whether it's be through zinc dosing, etc., they absolutely should still continue with that.
Some other news which caught our eye this week was the use of artificial intelligence to better understand bees. Dr. Marcia McCauley of AUT has won a prestigious Fulbright scholarship to trial integrating AI into beekeeping, analysing and predicting stress levels to improve bee health.
Bees use buzzing as a form of communication, and changes in buzzing patterns, so might indicate a stress or disturbances within the hive. Analyzing and interpreting these sounds, they're really helping us to understand the well-being. So there is a correlation between the stress level and well-being and how they can actually prevent some of those that to be, you know, spread through the hive. So hopefully that knowledge and information can help beekeepers to take care of the well-being of the bees within a hive.
Some market news now, and the outlook for sheep meat is worsening, with farmers' profits expected to halve this season due to lower lamb and mutton prices. Demand from China still hasn't picked up, and Australia's been flooding the market. Beef and Lamb New Zealand's mid-season update has worsened since forecasts in October, and farm profits are expected to be down on average 54% on last season. It's reporting more farmers are switching from sheep to beef cattle, as returns for beef are much higher, driven by strong demand from the United States.
New Zealand avocado growers are despondent as they start to close in on one of the worst years ever. Katikati grower Hugh Moore says last year's Cyclone Gabrielle battered the crop, so reject rates were high and yields were down. Export tray numbers have halved this year to about 1.3 million trays, and per tray returns are dismal.
And demand and prices for hops are down globally because people aren't drinking as much beer as they have done in the past. Hops New Zealand General Manager Blair Stewart says 85% of the crop is exported, mainly to the US, but since the pandemic closed many pubs, beer consumption hasn't picked back up. He says the craft beer boom helped prop sales up a little, but it's not enough. Blair Stewart says some growers may end up leaving the industry as a result of the downturn.
Probably most importantly, the quality is looking fantastic. I've heard some great stories about the aromas out there, so could be a bit of a vintage year for us. Everyone has a view on different weather patterns due to your hops, but overall, probably the hot, dry summer tends to have really helped sharpen up those aromas.
Blair Stewart says it's a real shame because the harvest has just begun in Tasman and yields are looking really good.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.